this is the beginnings of one of the runs. It's more of an advanced type run, looking up to the right here.
The construction site of Cherry Peak Ski Resort sits nestled in the foothills above the small town of Richmond, just north of Logan. Developer John Chadwick shows me where ski lifts not yet installed will be as we scurry up the mountain in his loud all-terrain vehicle. Chadwick says the small 200-acre resort will eventually feature 3 ski lifts and a small lodge with a parking lot equipped for 300 cars. He says they are branding Cherry Peak as a teaching mountain.
We're kind of like the convenience store of ski resorts. Close, quick, you can be here in just a few minutes and back home. Literally, if you have 2 hours, you can come from Logan, ski for an hour and 10 minutes, and be back in a two-hour slot.
Developers had wanted to open last fall, but after some setbacks, Chadwick says the resort will open for Thanksgiving of this year.
It was actually 10 years ago I hiked up here with an Olympic ski coach. And he said, you have to, after skiing one run, he goes, you need to build a ski resort. So that's what really got it going.
John Chadwick's family has owned this land for over 40 years. Along with other developers, including Logan Checkitz, Chadwick bought the land and began construction last June after a short-lived battle in court. Dan Miller has lived in Richmond for 15 years. His home sits on the access road to the resort. Miller, along with other concerned citizens, brought a lawsuit to overturn the resort's permits, but ultimately lost. He's been fighting since 2010, and Miller says he's tired.
I'm leaving. I can't live here. I didn't move to Richmond for this kind of activity.
Although the resort is entirely on private land, it's sandwiched between Richmond Wildlife Management Area and the Mount Naomi Wilderness, a popular site for elk and deer. Miller says among several problems he has with the development is the impact it will have on the surrounding wildlife, an issue he says that has largely been ignored. Developer John Chadwick says the clearing and revegetation of the slopes will actually attract more game. Chadwick says he believes Cherry Peak Ski Resort will bring other added bonuses to the area, like a rise in property values. Dan Miller again.
I don't believe it'll be a success, and even if it were, the clientele aren't likely to buy real estate. The clientele aren't likely to purchase things here in town. You know, the clientele is going to be high school students after school night skiing.
Richmond's mayor, Mike Hall, says he's concerned about wear and tear of city roads from the traffic generated by the resort and future use of city emergency responders that the ski resort might use. Because Cherry Peak Resort is located outside city limits, Richmond will receive no tax revenue. All the tax revenue will go to the county. Hall says the city proposed Cherry Peak set up an office in town so the city could have a little piece of the revenue pie, but the idea was rebuffed. The ski resort sits up in the city's main watershed. Hall says he's also concerned about the potential impact the resort could have on the city's water supply. But despite his reservations, he wants it to turn out well.
I hope it turns out very well and is very successful because, quite frankly, now that they've got the blessing from all the powers that be to have it move forward, I would much rather see it be a very successful operation.
Travis Seeholzer of Beaver Mountain has been in the ski business for over a decade. He says initially Beaver will probably lose business to Cherry Peak, but he's staying positive.
I think most people are eventually going to want to move on to a bigger hill and probably are going to end up with Beaver. But I think there's no question that there's a limited market share and a limited amount of people in Cache Valley that we're really pulling from.
With Cherry Peak's relatively low elevation of 5,800 feet at their base, Seeholzer says he wonders if they will have the snow sufficient for good skiing. Cherry Peak Resort will use man-made snow, but Seeholzer warns about its costliness. Developer John Chadwick says their studies show Cherry Peak receives over 300 inches of annual snow, and Seeholzer agrees that if the studies are true and the weather delivers, that's a good amount of snow, plenty to ski on. For UPR, I'm Beth McAvoy.